At the heart of the legal challenge is a question about process. Did Governor Andy Beshear follow state law when issuing sweeping pandemic-related executive orders, or should he be required to seek other kinds of input or approval from the legislature? Attorney Chad Meredith, representing Attorney General Daniel Cameron, said the governor is overstepping his authority.
They think he gets to say what the emergency is, when it begins, when it ends, and what citizens are required to do or prohibited from doing during that emergency. And, Your Honors, that's just an astonishing amount of power that no governor in the United States should have, and the governor in this state does not have.
Beshear General Counsel Latasha Buckner countered that there are a number of constraints on how the governor can act.
His powers can only be executed during an emergency. What an emergency is defined. It can only relate to the emergency or its effects, must be coordinated with the federal response.
In the 90-minute hearing, justices dug into differences between restrictions on child care facilities, whether the entire state qualifies as the scene of an emergency, and if legislative involvement is too time-consuming. Justice Michelle Keller.
So how long is too long if you've got a pandemic? You know what I'm saying? That's the sweet spot that I'm really... As a common sense person, I'm trying to understand what's the path moving forward.
For now, the parties involved and an entire state await a ruling by the court. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.